State Dance Line coverage here on Q92, brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Bottling Company, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Greg Thole Electric, Jenny O Turkey Store, Ag Processing Incorporated, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Kluver Law Office, United Prairie Bank in Madison, B. Johnson Electric, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Zarbach Funeral Home and Memorials, American Surplus, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds. State Dance coverage brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, The Mattress Barn in Marshall, Lee Motor Company, Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Warren Trigestead, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company. State Dance coverage brought to you by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Madison Dental Clinic, Miller Services Incorporated, and by Madison Optical.
Hey, welcome back to Target Center in downtown Minneapolis, everyone. Paul Ramel here with Q92 Sports, and I have some happy Lockapaw Valley Dawson Boys Shadows Jazz team captains.
Yes.
Lydia Offit and Josie Munsterman join me. Girls, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're going to dance in the finals.
Yes, we are. Exciting.
What are you thinking right now? What's going through your head?
I'm so excited.
I don't even know how to describe it. Mm-hmm. Everything is kind of crazy, and it's hard to believe, but it's so exciting to know that we advanced and that we get to dance one last time together this year.
Yep.
So we're really excited.
You know, what's it like for you girls in the tunnel before you come out? You get to hear what's going on. You hear the crowd noise mm-hmm. here at Target Center, and you're in the tunnel, you know, stretching and stuff. What happened?
I mean, like, we have, like, a mark time. So, like, before, like, everyone's in the stadium and stuff, you know, we kind of get all the nerves and jitters out, you know, do the dance.
And that was early this morning.
Yes, it was, like, at 8:25. That's when we had our mark time.
I was just coming into Clear City then.
Yeah, we were leaving the hotel by 7 in the morning, okay.
But right before you come out and to compete.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
I mean, we've been here for a couple years now, so it's like, you know, it's still nerve-wracking, but, you know, we kind of have to, the veterans, we kind of have to, you know, help calm the younger girls down, you know, if their first time dancing.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we kind of want to be strong for them, you know, so they don't.
Yep.
I think we more get hyped up in the tunnel, too. We do a lot of fun cheers
that get us
all so excited to dance.
Can you hear the Shadow fans in the stands here at Target Center?
Yeah, when we, like, come out here in the tunnel, we can hear them.
Okay. Wow, Lydia, it's your last year. What's going through your mind on that when you're out on the floor?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make the best out of it, you know, and try not to think about it. So, I mean, when I'm out there, you know, I'm just trying to soak it all up and, you know, do my best for the girls.
Now, your jazz performance is very difficult. What's difficult about it?
I think the most difficult thing that set us apart from other teams is our turn sets are so hard to get all together, and we really focus on getting our turn sets together. We also have some really fun and difficult leap combos that aren't very regular that people see, so I think that's most of the difficult parts of our dance, for sure.
All right. So now you're going to perform again at 5:30. Going to do it all one more time.
For the
marbles, right? So, you know, are you excited? I know your competition.
Yeah, very excited. We're really excited. We know it's not going to be given and it has to be earned. So we're going to give it our all and hopefully we'll come out. Yep, try harder than our first performance.
What's that, Lydia?
We're going to try harder than our first performance.
All right. Yep. Well, kill it out there, okay? Hey, thanks a lot, girls. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time and coming down and visiting with me.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yeah, you bet. Let's take your headsets off and we'll give it to the coaches here.
Okay.
And we got Lisa Johnson. We got Lisa Johnson here and some of the coaches. And Julie Esco. I got to get Julie a heads up here. Julie's doing a great job for the Lockapaw Valley School District on social media and stuff. And we got the coaches here, Hannah Johnson, Sarah Norman, and Lisa Johnson with me.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Lisa. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wasn't able to give you a hug as you come down here, but congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, it's been a great day.
Yes, it has. Well, tell the girls in the tunnel and talk about the jazz team here.
Well, we got here at about 7 o'clock this morning. morning, walked in the freezing cold from our hotel, and we just came in and just told them to do what they've done all season. Just go out and do it. This is the furthest you can go. This is the end. Like, you just got to lay it all out there. So they danced really, really, really well. We had a few little bobbles. We lost 1 point per judge. Caitlin Berg slipped and fell in the beginning. That's 1 point per judge, and that doesn't keep you from winning it or losing it. It's just a freak of things that happen. So the judges just right off the top give you 1 point per judge deduct. And other than that,
her recovery was amazing.
Yeah, she got right back in, and she nailed the rest of the routine. So that's kind of where we're at. We're dancing fifth in the finals, and that's all you can ask for a coach.
You like that spot, fifth?
Loved it, yes, loved it. We were sixth both times last year, so when I thought Karma will come and get us and we'll dance first for sure in the next 2 days, but and Sarah kept saying, no, we're not going to be first. So she was right. So yeah, dancing fifth, it's exciting, it's nice. Yeah.
It's the same 6 teams as last year. Did you know that?
No, really?
All,
okay.
All 6 teams are back in the finals.
So. Exact same?
Yep, the exact same. Yep,
okay, I didn't know that. Did not know that.
Yep. Well, I do my homework, see?
Oh, yes. Good job, Paul.
We'll see. We'll move this up a notch from last year, from second to first, right?
We hope so. We hope so.
The difficulty is very important in jazz, isn't it?
Yeah. Our difficulty definitely set us apart from the rest, and that was our goal from the beginning. We didn't score that great in the beginning of the season because we weren't quite nailing the difficulty, but we knew if we kept pushing it and kept working on it, that it would pay off in the end, and it did.
Yeah, it did, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The crowd was really into it. Even Montevideo, YME, Golden, I mean, they cheer for each other here, don't you?
Absolutely. Section 3A is pretty close. We're very competitive, but we all care about each other and take great pride in Western Minnesota.
Yeah, and of course, your sister's coaching for YME. You're happy for her that she's in the finals, too, huh?
Yeah, they're in the finals. They danced really, really well, so I was really happy for them. My two nieces danced for YME, so it's exciting for them.
Yep. And your thoughts on the girls and what they've gone through here today so far?
Yeah, very good. I would say our best performance of the season by far.
Oh, wow.
I would definitely. I think it was a step up some sections as well. Our turns were just really on today. And
yeah.
That's what we told them is going to set them apart. If you hit those turns, it will set you apart from the other teams. And so we were very proud as coaches, and we told them, you know, you went out, you did what we wanted, and we definitely know going into finals how we can step it up more because they have even more to give. And it's kind of exciting when we tell them it's our last dance. You got nothing left, you know, nothing else. Let's give it all this last one. So very excited for them. And yeah, it was awesome. I was very proud of them in prelims.
All right. One more time.
One last time is what we say.
Kill it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. One last time.
All right. We're going to visit. Just stay here, Lisa. Hannah's handing her headset to Sarah. Sarah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You're way across the table from me. We're good. So we might have to take a commercial break here while they play the national anthem. But Sarah, congratulations.
Thank you.
So now, you're the jazz. How's that work?
Yep, Hannah works with the jazz team when she comes down to visit on the weekends, and then Sarah mostly works with the high kick team and me. Yep.
Talk about the jazz team, Sarah.
Oh, they were so amazing. It was the best performance that they've had so far. So we're hoping that we can just clean it up a little bit more and bring it back at finals and hit it even harder.
I noticed that section, you have some bright yellow shoes on. Last year you did the red shoes, I think, or something like that.
You did the red shoes.
Yeah. You got the yellow shoes on.
Yes, and they will be making an appearance tomorrow along with some other yellow stuff.
We got more yellow to give tomorrow.
Yep.
I like my yellow tie.
I like
love
it.
Love it.
And thanks to Mr. Offit.
Tony, oh yeah.
Yep. Tony. I borrowed his tie from him. So. Hey, that was a fun episode so far.
It has been a great day.
Proud of the girls, Sarah?
Very proud of them.
Yep. All right. I tell you what, I think we'll just wrap it up right here.
Yeah.
So appreciate your guys' time and best of luck tonight, and hope to bring a championship.
Yes, we can hear everyone cheering. We got so many texts and messages, so
pretty amazing. Yes.
All right, thanks, girl.
Thank you, Paul.
I call you girls. Is that all right?
Yes, okay.
Okay. All right, that's Lisa Johnson, Hannah Johnson, and Sarah Norman, the coaches for Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boys. And once again, we're going to talk about. Well, we'll just send it back to you, Maynard. We'll just send it back to you, and we'll be back in about a half an hour with another interview.